This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will announce new restrictions on social interaction Tuesday as the government tries to slow the spread of the coronavirus before it spirals out of control. Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove told Sky News that pubs and restaurants across England will be ordered to close at 10 p.m. and people who can work from home will be encouraged to do so, reversing a government drive to get people back to the office. The Prime Minister will release further details of the government's plan when he speaks to the House of Commons at 12:30 p.m. BST. He will deliver a televised address to the nation at 8 p.m. The new restrictions come a day after the government's top scientific and medical advisors said virus infections were doubling every 7 days and could rise to 49,000 a day by mid-October if nothing is done to stem the tide. In the United States, a Harvard University public health professor is criticizing the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for changing its position on the airborne spread of COVID-19 and what is considered a safe distance. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The CDC had posted and then took down on Friday a new position. There's growing evidence the new coronavirus can spread through small aerosolized droplets and travel farther than 6 feet from a cough, a sneeze, singing, and simple breathing. That's why people should wear a mask to reduce contact with either large or small virus particles. Now that new information is labeled premature, causing some to speculate the backpedaling could be political pressure. Harvard University's Dr. Howard Koh, who used to work at the Department of Health and Human Services, says the CDC has to emphasize the importance of airborne transmission. And
it's AP's Jackie Quinn. This is VOA News. Tropical storm Beta made landfall late Monday about 5 miles north of Port O'Connor, Texas, with maximum winds of 45 miles per hour. Its winds weakened as it made its way to shore over several days. Beta is the ninth named storm that made landfall in the continental U.S. this year, a tiger record set in 1916, according to Colorado State University hurricane researcher Phil Klotzbach. This was the first time a Greek letter named storm made landfall in the continental U.S. Forecasters ran out of traditional storm names Friday, forcing the use of the Greek alphabet for only the second time since the 1950s. The Republican majority in the U.S. Senate is pushing for a quick vote on a replacement for the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, AP's Ed Donahue.
President Trump wants a vote by Election Day. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will get it.
We're going to vote on nomination on this floor.
McConnell brought up why there was no vote in 2016 after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia.
President Obama was asking Senate Republicans for an unusual favor.
McConnell says the president now has the majority party in the Senate. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's
an exercise in raw political power.
Schumer says this could have a long-lasting impact.
If a Senate majority over the course of 6 years steals two Supreme Court seats using completely contradictory rationales, How could we expect to trust the other side again?
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Donald Trump met Monday with Judge Amy Coney Barrett at the White House as the conservative jurist emerged as a favorite to replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the U.S. Supreme Court. Mr. Trump said he expects to announce his pick by week's end before the burial of Ginsburg, the court's liberal icon at Arlington National Cemetery. President told reporters he was still going to be interviewing other candidates and might meet with Judge Barbara Lagoa when he travels to Florida later this week. On a day where the United Nations marked its 75th anniversary, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Monday said increasing discord in the international community was sparked by some critics and some countries meddling in the domestic affairs of other states and imposing unilateral sanctions. That's a veiled dig at Washington. The UN Security Council took months to back a call by Secretary General of the United Nations Antonio Guterres for a global ceasefire to allow countries to focus on fighting COVID-19 due to bickering between China and the United States. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.